The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, according to a new survey, Galway and Cork, Ireland's top destinations for people who have relocated due to remote working. But where in Ireland would you move to if your job didn't restrict you and money wasn't an issue? Well, our reporter Kathleen Keane hit the streets to find out where Dubliners would like to move.
Yeah, I'd have to say living in Donegal, Critch Island off Donegal would be a really, really nice place to live. Quiet, just a beautiful part of the country.
Well, we're actually up for two nights for the Killers Council, so we're from Cork originally, so I'd have to say Cork anyway. It's a real capital, yeah. People are more friendlier, everything you need is there, so definitely Cork, yeah.
I wouldn't stay here. I'd probably relocate to Dubai or something. There's more there for people and for young people and the sun as well, so yeah.
It's not that I'd like to relocate, I'm going to relocate, and I'm looking in the Wicklow area because I want a few acres. I'd like a bit of peace and quiet. I've lived in semi-suburbia for years and I'm tired of people mowing their lawns on Sunday morning.
Give me all the money in Ireland, I might go maybe to the Ireland Islands or to Inishbofin, like, or even Mutton Island in County Clare. Just build a massive house there and get away from people sometimes, like, you know.
Waterford, because it has lovely beaches and there's like a big amusements on the quay.
Cork, why would I go anywhere else? Best city in Ireland.
Oh, pure Cork. Pure Cork. People from Cork, they can't go 10 seconds without telling you they're from Cork. I like Waterford is a good city. The Copper Coast in Waterford, an absolutely beautiful and underrated part of Ireland. The Copper Coast, I have to say. Of course, I'm surprised. I'm sure the editors here must have got the scissors at that, because I just take it as read that most people mentioned Kilkenny and would have moved to Kilkenny like I did a few years ago. Anyway, 53106, let me know where you might live. Like I said, Galway and Cork topping the destinations according to this survey. Kenny Deary is the CEO of Galway Chamber. Kenny, are you seeing this on a daily basis post-COVID and even during the pandemic, people relocating?
We certainly are, and we're thrilled with this news again this evening because it validates our experience over the last couple of years. I think people appreciate the quality of life of Galway City and County. You know, you've got a city, but it's a big town, really. There's a great atmosphere, a great sense of togetherness, and yet you've got the coast, you've got Connemara, you've got the islands on our doorstep. So certainly we have a lot of projects around the city and indeed the county supported by Uthros or indeed Enterprise Ireland. So we have fantastic supported spaces to accommodate people. And I think that's really helped create this distribution of people coming to Galway. So we're delighted.
And have you put in place, or are there plans to put in place then the infrastructure to deal with all these remote workers, remote working hubs, for example, and all those broadband connections and places for them to live?
Absolutely. And listen, there's been significant investment in remote working hubs. Let's say if we look at the Uthros GTEx, but also if we look at the projects that are supported around Galway City by the Enterprise Ireland Regional Enterprise Development Fund in particular. There's a phenomenal amount of capacity here at the moment. There's different teams. So some spaces are focusing on tech. Some spaces are focusing on, for example, a new one coming on stream with food. But we also have general co-working spaces that would more than welcome more and more people. And indeed, there's four projects underway at the moment that will see the guts of a 20 million investment create more capacity for more people.
And listen, Galway's always had the reputation of being a very young and vibrant city. But this type of thing will help that, I'm sure. I mean, you know, younger people, in large parts of Ireland, they feel the draw of the capital to a degree when it comes to work and education. And something like this would breathe life into to other parts of Ireland.
It does. It does, really, Kieran. And it's like we've two universities. There's a vibrancy about the city. I think if we look at the student population, there's the guts 25,000 people between those two. If we look at the population makeup of Galway, it's one of Ireland's most, if not most, diverse cities. There's 25% of people are non-Irish. We're bilingual. There's all that wonderful kind of cultural organizations, music organizations. So really, it's a gem of a place. And certainly, I proudly bang the drums for selling Galway. And actually, as I talked to you today, we're hosting a group of representing US organizations looking at investing in Galway. And it's a very easy story to tell.
Yeah, well, listen, someone from just up the road, not too far away, is after texting in at 53106. Kieran, move back to Sligo, right beside the family and saving a fortune on rent. I mentioned the Copper Coast in Waterford and I said it was one of the most underrated parts of the country. And Ronan and Greystones texted in at 53106 to say it's underrated for a reason. And that is harsh. That is really harsh from Ronan and Greystones. The Copper Coast in Waterford is a UNESCO Global Geopark, I'll have you know, Ronan. in Greystones, and it is the first such geopark in an absolutely beautiful stretch of the Irish coastline, 70 kilometres down there. But listen, Galway as well has plenty of beaches of its own to rival the Copper Coast. Kenny Deary is the CEO of Galway Chamber of Commerce. Kenny, an absolute pleasure. Thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.